Tito and Dukowitz agree on one thing. The newly redrawn House District 33 is a challenging makeup of part of the capital city and the communities of Skagway, Haines, Kluckwan, and Gustavus. But the candidates have different ideas of how the diverse district can thrive in the current economic climate and reduced revenues. They also don't agree on the biggest capital project proposed for the district, the Juneau Access Road Project. For Quito, the nearly $6 million road project that includes a new ferry terminal and ferries is too pricey and does not include maintenance costs. He says even though the project would use federal funds, those are funds that could be directed to other transportation needs in Southeast or other parts of the state.
My philosophy at this point, given our current fiscal situation, is we really do need to look at making sure we can maintain the infrastructure we have before we go out and spend significant amounts of money, whether it's federal or state, on building new infrastructure that is going to end up costing us operational funds further on down the road.
Quito says he would rather work to improve and maintain the Alaska Marine Highway System.
And I want to see an intact marine highway system, and that's something that I think is really important as we move forward, especially with declining revenues. It's a vital piece of Southeast's economy, and I think we need to find a way to make sure that it's efficient and supported.
Dukowitz is pro-road. He says the project has benefits for all the communities involved, and it provides a savings to the state in terms of subsidizing the ferry system.
You know, we're looking at $1 billion ferry system or $500,000 road. So in that respect, it's a long-term solution. And the second aspect of that is I think it'll benefit all communities, you know, bringing in $500 million, construction jobs, easier access. Everybody is going to benefit from this road.
As for the propositions on the ballot, Quito and Dukowitz agree on some of the issues and not on others. Quito supports increasing the minimum wage, but Dukowitz calls the proposition a tax on businesses.
I don't think that is appropriate for what somebody wants to accomplish. So I want to look to see if there's a better way to help people that are on that salary.
Both candidates are supportive of legalizing marijuana, but also share concerns on how legalization will be regulated. Quito says he's concerned with how it will be policed and how the state and communities will afford regulation. Dukowitz says he anticipates marijuana will be regulated like alcohol, but that will put pressure on law enforcement to control it in the workplace or while driving. The candidates also have similar thoughts on Proposition 4 in talking about resource development and mining. Quito says he's concerned the proposition would put an extra layer of review in the process for development, and that would be a political review based on the makeup of the legislature at the time. But he emphasizes that fisheries and water sources have to be protected.
I really believe the most important thing we can do is to protect water quality and protect habitat. If a project can't demonstrate that it can do that, then the project shouldn't move forward. And we need to work really hard on making sure there are statutes and regulations adequately protect water quality and habitat in all circumstances. So we can't be guessing as to whether or not a certain regulation or a certain statute has the strength or the ability to protect water quality and habitat. We have to know that's true, and that's what I would work for.
Dukowitz affirmed his opposition to the Pebble Mine project. He says he supports reasonable resource development if environmental protections can be guaranteed and a community supports the endeavor.
I'm pro-development, but I'm more pro-environment. But we have to reasonably develop the state. We do need the jobs, we do need the income, but not at the cost of the environment.
50-year-old Quito was born in Anchorage, lived in Fairbanks, and has worked on transportation projects throughout the state. He's been in Juneau for 18 years and also worked as a legislative lobbyist. He's currently Southeast's only Alaska Native legislator. He says he became involved in state politics because as a single father, he wants to work to adequately fund education and stabilize the state's economic health, making sure his daughter and Alaska youth have the opportunity to live and work in Alaska. Quito says that kind of future is less assured with a decline in revenue.
Because I still think that there's quite a bit of work to do, especially in the next 5 years, as we see revenues declining more and more, and we don't have a gas line on the horizon. I mean, it's 10 years out, it's still quite a ways, and we're going to have to build up the workforce for the gas line. We're going to have to do a lot of work to make sure that it happens when it needs to happen. and it'll replace some of the old lost oil revenue, but we're going to have to be very careful as we go forward to make sure that we end up with jobs that Alaskans can get and that we have an economy that's stable for Alaskans as we go to the future.
45-year-old Dukowitz is a Minnesota native and has lived in Alaska 36 years and works as a system operator for Alaska Electric Light and Power. Dukowitz says he originally ran for office to advocate for education funding and insurance reform. Those concerns have evolved somewhat during his campaign, he says, having talked to voters who are mainly concerned with the state budget and economy. He says education funding needs to be the number one priority for the state.
As a state, as a people, there's certain priorities that we need. We absolutely have to have funded, and then everything else can be scaled or trickled down. I want to get rid of this constant fighting that we're doing, and I do believe that 100% state funding should be required.
Keto and Dukowitz face off to represent House District 33 in the November 4th general election. Reporting in Haines, I'm Margaret Friednauer.